Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One from Amaya Media. I'm sure you're reminiscing about those days when we left our homes without a care in the world before February and March 2020. And it was in those months that we sat down at a cafe along Jumeirah Road with Zainab Al-Sawahi to discuss an idea that made me think, now why didn't I start this? The Picture Happiness Project works to spread a message of compassion and inspire kindness. This Dubai-based movement is a simple but generous way to anonymously make someone's day by writing a note. Personally, I love how certain ideas don't always have to be massive projects with multiple organizations and can really stem from the hard work of just one person. And I don't know about you, but I think the world currently needs a few more random acts of kindness.
Picture Happiness actually started in May 2017, where I came up with an initiative called Ticket of Happiness, and it's about spreading kindness and how powerful a word can be, or a message. So it started with just normal paper, nothing fancy about it, and I would put Ticket of Happiness in the front, and at the back I would write a message that could be, that is kind, that is caring, that has some sort of happiness in it, to tell that person receiving it that, you know what, you're not alone and we're here for you. The idea came from RTA fines. So instead of you receiving a fine, you're actually getting something positive and mindful.
So you would come to your car, and for those listeners who maybe aren't familiar with it, you've stylized it now. It's quite cool, but it resembles a ticket.
It does resemble. So the front right now, it's, oops, you've got a ticket. So that somehow goes back to the fine as well. And a lot of people mistaken it from far away when they see a ticket on their windshield, they assume it's a fine, but it's actually not. And that's a fun of it. There's a fun twist to it. And so I used to go to Kai Beach and just putting it randomly, not really caring about whose car it is or who has a fancy car or anything. It's just so random because I feel like everybody deserves something kind and uplifting. So that's how the idea started. And then from there, a year later, I developed a very fancy Ticket of Happiness. Mm-hmm.
Did you work with a local designer to do the kind of final product, or had you always had it in mind? Or?
I did, actually, with a local graphic designer. So we worked together on how we can enhance the ticket and make it with a fun twist, but also still has that kindness touch to it. So I still write my tickets. So I did not change it to like typing it, because I wanted to make it, to keep it personal. And when you write, you can tell that person wrote it from the heart.
Yes. I mean, how often do we get a handwritten message?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I still write my tickets. I still put the same effort. I mean, it's not that easy to write 3,000 tickets, and I have written so many tickets.
I was going to ask, how many in a given week do you have a specific goal, or it's just how a week can be busy, and do you have a certain number that you like to give out?
So it depends. Like you said, because I'm doing my master's and I'm working as well full time, so it's very, very difficult for me to find the time to sit and write. But I used to do at least 1,000 per month, I would say.
Okay, that's awesome though. I think we're in today's world, we're so cynical that I probably would think like, oh no, I've got a ticket. And if I got there and someone had taken a moment, as you said, to do a handwritten message, that would be so special. So it can't be just you anymore. How many kind of people do you have in the community? How would somebody get involved with volunteering?
I've put it on my Instagram account, on both my personal account and Picture Happiness's account. If anybody wants to take a couple of tickets and spread it themselves, they're more than welcome. Just let me know how many and where do you live, and I'll just send it to. I'll deliver it to you. So far, I've been getting a lot of people asking for the tickets. Some of them actually asked for empty tickets so they could write it themselves.
Do you have any special memories? Is there a certain ticket that maybe really meant something to someone, or where someone came back and said, wow, this, like, you caught me on a day that this, I needed this or something?
I did get a lot of message with with people telling me like, wow, it just came on the right time and place, and I've been having a difficult time. And the message actually, I believe that every message that I write, it goes to the person that needs it the most. But one of the most, like, the best memory I've had with the Ticket of Happiness is, before I changed the look and feel of the ticket. It was just normal paper. I took a couple of kids with me to the park. So I asked some parents, I'm like, can I please take your kids? I would like to teach them the power of a kind word. And so we went to Barsha Park and I gave them each couple of tickets. And I was like, you know what? Feel free, just go to each person and give it a ticket. So it wasn't even in the to their cars. It was randomly to people. And while we were walking, a little girl gave an old man a ticket. And he just took it and he was confused to what this was. And while he was walking, he just stopped at some point. And I think he read that message. And he came back, he asked for that girl again, and he told her, here's 50 dirhams. The way you made me happy, I want you to go and make you and your friends happy as well. So here's 50, go buy yourself some ice cream. And he had some tears in his eyes. When I saw that, I don't know, up until today, I don't know what that message was. But all I know is that that message did something, moved something in his heart, and he wanted to give back to that kid. So after this, the kids realize how powerful a kind word could be.
Have you connected with any schools or any groups, student groups? Because it does seem like something that's, it's like boundaryless to do something like this.
That's true. So I've actually done it with a couple of universities. One of them is the American University in Dubai. I've done it with AUS, UOS. I've done it with schools as well. Where parents or mothers actually took the tickets and distributed it around their school parking. And I've given recently to Al Mawakib School as well for the kids to write the tickets themselves and then they would distribute it. So I do have that as well with schools. Like you said, it's unlimited. Like there's so much that can be done with it.
So what would kind of be the dream scenario? How big do you see this growing? Do you want it to grow, you know, beyond the UAE, or has it grown beyond the UAE?
I've tried beyond the UAE, but there are so many limitations outside. I mean, I've
just
tried,
to be kind.
Just to, yeah.
That's
I mean, the idea is for you to put it in the someone's car, right? On someone's car, sorry. So I've tried in London. That's like impossible because they have such high security and they don't allow anyone to go nearby a car. So that was limiting for me. I've done it in Canada though, but not on car. I've sent tickets to someone in Canada and they were giving it randomly to people. I've also done it in Bahrain. So I'm trying, but not that frequently or consistently because again, it's very difficult to send these tickets. And I'm sometimes afraid to just, I'd like to give it to them by hand, or someone would give it to them rather than me sending the PDF file and asking them to print it and do it their country.
So it sounds like you might need some ambassadors, maybe.
Definitely.
So how can people specifically get involved, whether they're listening here in the UAE or outside? How is the best way to help you? What are the needs right now of the program?
I mean, I'm actually just looking for people to help me with distributing the tickets because I find it super difficult. I mean, I've only done it in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Sharjah so far, but I would like to have it across the UAE. And then from there, and while it grows, we can somehow take it globally. But my intention right now is just keeping in the UAE.
Okay, so the volunteers can come to you. And either directly you can send them or you would give them the letters to fill out. Maybe they have some people in mind. Maybe they have a classroom in mind to do that and then they would do it. Do you need any funding for the cards themselves or anything like that?
So far, I've printed about 6,000 tickets. So far, I'm fine. But I think at some point, yes, because it does. Because my ticket of happiness is actually made of recyclable paper. And there's... it's very high quality. So yes, definitely I would need some funding at some point, but I'm happy the way it is right now.
I'd like to kind of go back to the inception of it. So where did you come up with this idea? Did you see it somewhere else or is it just, it came to you and...
It came to me because I walk a lot by the beach. And I would always see the RTA man just going around and giving fines. And I was with my best friend that day and I was telling him, I'm like, why are you always in a hurry to give a ticket to somebody? Maybe this person actually was 5 minutes late or they're just running towards their car or they forgot. I mean, we're all human. We all do mistakes. So what if instead of you doing that, how about you just leave a ticket saying, you know what, we're forgiving you this time. I don't know, like... please don't do it again. I don't know, some sort of reminders so that person realizes, okay, you know what? This is my responsibility. Somebody actually given me a chance not to get that fine. So you know what? The next time I'll do it better. So some sort of an idea.
But it's, I think we all, a lot of people have ideas, but for you then to take it and execute it.
It didn't happen quite fast, to be honest. There was fear because this is something out of my comfort zone. And at the beginning, when I launched this idea, I was actually very afraid to approach people's cars. And I was afraid to even see when the person, I mean, watch the person receive that card, because I thought, you know what, that person's just going to throw it away. I had such an amount of fear towards this initiative. But it took me 5 months. So I had it since January 2017. I launched it in beginning of May. And since then, I would never wait and watch for the ticket. And when I started receiving people's messages, they would find me on my personal account. And I realized what a difference it's been making and an impact in this community. I've realized, no, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself right now.
Okay. I think I'm definitely going to take some with me because that, I think we all have time in our day to do something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're out running errands, why do you not have 30 seconds to either write a message in your car or do whatever? And just, it's almost a moment of being mindful for others, which I don't think we get enough reminders of. This is a hectic city and time, and just taking that moment. And then, as you said, that you don't, it's not pre-printed, that somebody took the time to write that. That's a really kind of, that attention to detail, I think that's my favorite part, maybe.
Yeah, and actually people keep it in the car as a reminder. I have one, and my message is to make my happiness a priority, that I deserve to be happy. And this is my everyday reminder. My husband has one to keep on going and never to let others disregard him or to tell him otherwise that he's not good at something or anything. So he has a message. My mom has a ticket of happiness, and I've been walking around like spinnies, and sometimes I would see cars that have the ticket. So for me to know that people are keeping it as a reminder, it tells you so much about that power message.
Yeah, I need to start going to these places now. I want to. I drive it. is there anything you'd like to add about the program or?
Well, Picture Happens is not just about spreading kindness. We do have a lot of opportunities where people can come volunteer and give back to the community. We do have a lot of meal distribution that we do almost on a monthly basis. I don't like to call it charity because the idea behind it is not to just get the money and give it to a charity, but for people to come and experience it themselves and seeing how not just fun it is, but how giving to yourself and to others. I also, on my account, I speak a lot about taking the moment to think about others, to appreciate others and respect one another. And I do have this on a monthly basis, actually not monthly basis, but I speak about when you go to the petrol station. That's the most visited place, I would say, on earth, because if anyone has a car, at least on a once or twice a week you're there. And you're spending at least 5 to 10 minutes. So during that time, it's very easy just to get down, go to the supermarket or to the mini mart and just get some juices and give it to the guys outside, especially during summer. So I speak a lot about that, taking the time to think about others, even if we're in a busy world. So I do speak about these kind of things all the time. So it's not just spreading kindness and like doing volunteering opportunities, but it's just the idea of giving back to others and to yourself.
And can I ask, what are you studying? What's your master's going to be? Does it have an impact, the studies that you're doing and the work that you're doing outside and your full-time job? Is there some sort of combination where they all meet
it's
up?
It's somehow related. So I'm doing master's in education, but my main dissertation is about service learning. So how can you do service while learning? And it's mainly targeted towards schools. And I've been doing my research there and seeing what is the missing piece in schools when it comes to, let's say, kindness, volunteering, community service, which falls under service learning. And I've realized that a lot of schools have trouble or have difficulties, I would say, in finding opportunities for their students to give back to the community in the UAE. And most of the schools that I've visited usually send their kids outside the UAE to perform volunteering opportunities. And I was like, wow, what? I need to do something to give the kids an opportunity to give back. And one of the kids actually told me that because they're not 18, it's super difficult for them to actually participate. So that's a missing piece, which I'm trying to work out within my dissertation.
That seems like a gap in the market. I know I'm at, I've been at K9 Friends for 4 years, and the amount of students that are interested in volunteering, the amount of students we actually have room for, the disparity is huge. Well, I'm glad that they have the opportunity. So there's no age limit.
There's no age limit.
You can be 5 years old, you could be 50 years old.
Exactly. I've had a meal distribution for the kids about a month ago, and a couple of students came to me and they gave me like a paper. Could you just please sign that I've done 2 hours with you? And I'm like, okay, sure. So I've got a lot of students that came, and I've got kids like they were 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, and they were super helpful and super interested. And they kept on asking questions like, why do we have to give food? Are they like all poor? I'm like, no, this is not about the idea of being poor or not, but this is just the idea that, you know what, you took the time to prepare lunch, and this person that took the lunch will not think about, what am I going to have lunch? Do I have enough money to actually afford lunch today or dinner? So you're taking that away from him. You're taking that stress away from him. And this is us being mindful.
Yeah. So you started with the notes, and now you've gone on to meal distribution. Is there anything in the future that maybe you are kind of, maybe is a concept right now, or you just want to kind of scale up? Or
I do have a lot actually, but I'm just waiting for my master's to be done so that I can give my 100% to Picture Happiness.
Can you give us a sneak preview?
Well, I'm planning a gratitude box, which will be given. So this box will have so many things that each person would prepare, or like would prepare basically according to what they would like to be to have in that box, and then they would just go and give it randomly to any person. But I'm targeting, I'm not going to say labor workers, but I'm targeting the people who are the heroes of Dubai, I would say, and they're not getting that much attention or gratitude. And said, so this box will be directly for them at some point, and then it could somehow scale up. You never know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time and efforts. I will definitely take some notes. I will be passing them out. I will try and be, you've reminded me to be more mindful. I'm just in these busy times, we're trying to get here and there and everywhere, but why not take just a little extra time. So thank you again for your time today, and anything we could do to help you in the future, just let us know.
Thank you so much. It was great to have this conversation with you. And I'm hoping that a lot of people would, like you said, just to take the moment and the time to think about others, and as well towards themselves. So I'm not just saying other people, but also take the time to think about yourself. It's very important.
If you'd like to get involved with the Picture Happiness Project and learn more about creating your own ticket of happiness, you can follow them on social media, starting with the @PictureHappinessOfficial Instagram account. The account is full of easy activities anyone can do to support their neighbors and community, and you can contact them to find out how to volunteer and help. Who knows? Maybe you're about to help make someone's day better. You've been listening to CSR of One with me, Courtney Brandt. This episode was produced by Chirag Desai with support from Abhishek Venkat. If you enjoyed this episode, tell your friends about us. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.